Yes, guys, it's your boy KJ, and I'm joined by Dr. Denise Miller. She is a professor, child and education psychologist. Outstanding contributions were recognized in 2024 with a National Teaching Fellowship alongside the Principal Fellowship of the Higher Education Academy. Hi, Denise. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for inviting me today.
Denise is here to talk with us today about the Best Start in Life campaign, an initiative from the Department of Education and the Department of Health and Social Care, designed to support parents and carers from pregnancy through to starting school and beyond. Please tell us more about Best Start in Life.
Certainly. So as you said, the Best Start in Life campaign, it's a new initiative from the Department for Education and the Department of Health and Social Care. Now, the campaign is designed to support parents and carers from pregnancy right through to starting school and beyond, in fact. Importantly, it brings together trusted government and NHS-backed advice into one easy-to-access place through the Best Start in Life website, alongside a growing network of Best Start family hubs across England, in fact. So in addition, the campaign builds on the legacy of the Start for Life and Childcare Choices by bringing together everything under one recognisable brand. It covers a wide range of topics, including pregnancy, infant feeding, parent-infant relationships, childcare, early education, and also importantly, preparing for school. But overall, what's important to remember is that the campaign aims to help parents to feel more confident, more informed, and well supported during the early years, because this is such an important stage in a child's development.
Yeah, and what is the aim of the campaign?
Well, in short, the campaign aims to encourage expectant parents, parents and carers of children aged 0 to 4 years old to use the Best Start in Life website as a trusted source of advice, support and reassurance for all the natural worries and questions that come with parenting. So whether it's questions about pregnancy, when to start weaning, understanding childcare options or finding activities to prepare a child for school, the website brings together practical and trusted guidance in one place. And that's really important that it's trusted guidance. And the idea is to make sure it's easier for families to find clear, reliable information without feeling overwhelmed and with conflicting advice and information, which there's plenty of out there.
And why do we need this campaign?
I think we need the campaign from pregnancy through to starting school. Every stage of a child's early years helps them to shape their future development. So that's really important. However, we do know that nearly one in three children in England start school without the skills they need to thrive by the age of 5 years old, and especially children from disadvantaged backgrounds. So in turn, we know that this can affect their long-term outcomes, whether that be education, their health, their well-being, or employment later on in their lives. In fact, research from King's College London University, alongside surveys from parents, shows that many families feel really overwhelmed with the amount of parenting advice online, and they can often struggle to know what information they can trust. That's why the campaign forms part of the government's opportunity mission, which aims to increase the number of children reaching a good level of development by age five from 67.7% to 75% by 2028. And because of this, Best Start in Life aims to provide one trusted, easy-to-use source of support to help families feel more informed and more empowered.
And why are people from ethnic minority groups and lower social economy backgrounds a specific target audience for the campaign?
Well, first of all, I must say that I believe that every single child deserves the best possible start in life, regardless of their background. However, we do know that some families encounter additional barriers when they're trying to access support and services for various reasons. So, for example, the early years foundation stage data from 2023 to 24 shows that children from ethnic minority backgrounds, including Black children, are less likely to reach a good level of development by the age of 5 years old compared to their peers. Now, that's really important. In addition, we do know that families from lower income backgrounds and minority ethnic backgrounds can face challenges such as language barriers, limited access to culturally appropriate support, lower health literacy, or systems that can sometimes feel inequitable and difficult to manage. Research also shows that these barriers can reduce families' engagement with services designed to support them in their early development. So as an academic myself, that research is highly important. And because of this, the campaign aims to make trusted advice and support more accessible and easier to navigate for all families, while also helping to reduce the inequalities and improve outcomes for all children. I hope that answers your question.
Of course, definitely. And what is the campaign calling on parents to do?
Well, the message is quite straightforward, really. We know that parenting comes with lots of questions, and really no question is too small or insignificant. So in short, parents are encouraged to use the Best Start in Life website for trusted NHS and government-backed advice and guidance. So whether they're looking for information about feeding, childcare, emotional well-being, child development, or preparing for school, as I said before. And at the same time, the families are also encouraged to connect with support available locally through the Best Start Family Hubs, where they can access professional advice and meet other parents in their communities.
And just some questions on your specialist area, early years education and childcare. Can parents get financial support to help with childcare?
The short answer is yes. Well, depending on a child's age and family circumstances, parents may be able to access up to 30 hours of government-funded childcare each week during term time. Now, for eligible families, this could save them up to £8,000 a year, which is immense, and which can clearly make a significant difference in children's lives. In addition, lower income working families may also be able to access extra support through universal credit, which can cover up to 85% of childcare costs. At the same time, all parents of 3 to 4 year olds remain eligible for 15 hours of government funded childcare, regardless of income. So to find out what childcare support you may be eligible for and how to apply, I suggest that parents and carers of young children visit the Best Start for Life website to find out more information.
What if a parent is unsure and worried about sending their child to childcare?
Yeah, that's a really nice question. It's something that I remember well when my son was little. So I think it's a really normal feeling, especially for first-time parents. However, formal early years education and childcare can offer lots of benefits for children, including helping them to develop confidence, social communication skills, friendships, and independence through play and learning. At the same time, children can have opportunities to develop their language skills and their well-being skills and their social skills. And all of these skills support them in their learning and also for their school readiness. So for parents, childcare can also provide the flexibility for them to be able to go to work or study, or simply to make time to do other important things, part of family life, really. Importantly, nurseries and childminders work hard to create inclusive environments for children and young people. and their families from different cultures, backgrounds, religions, and hopefully they will feel welcomed, supported, and also respected.
As a parent, how do you prepare your child to start school, and when should you start doing this?
So many of the things that parents already do every day naturally really do help children to prepare for school. And I remember this, you know, with my son being a really lovely stage just before he was going into preschool. And we'd go to the shops and read the labels or read signs, McDonald's particularly. But all of those prepare children for recognising signs and labels and reading, essentially. So after all, you know, families are the child's first teachers, in my opinion. And so simple everyday activities can make a huge difference in their development. So talking together, playing games, singing songs, sharing stories, spending quality time together, all of these things can really help a child to develop their language and their communication and their social skills. In addition, there are lots of practical everyday routines that support school readiness, such as sitting together at mealtimes, you know, using cutlery, talking about their preferences and what they like and dislike, encouraging children to be more independent with their dressing, you know, helping them to do their zips up and buttons and those sorts of things. And also toileting, you know, going to the toilet and being more independent in those areas. So all of those things can help a child to start school and prepare to become more ready for the first day of school, if you like, and support them to express their needs and wants and their preferences. Most importantly, preparing for school doesn't need to feel formal or pressurized. Instead, those small moments, as I described before, throughout the day can really help them to develop their confidence.
Thank you, Dr. Denise Miller, professor and child and education psychologist. Parenting comes with plenty of questions, and that's completely normal, because when you're a parent, every question is a good one. Find out more at beststartinlife.gov.uk. Thank you, Dr. Denise Miller.